Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
All right, guys, here's the topic for today: how to actually get your teens to eat healthy. All right, let's talk about that. What you're dealing with is someone who has very low awareness on the connection between what they're eating and future consequences. Being in practice for 29 years, working with tens of thousands of people, I always get into their history. I always see them later in the chain of events where, you know, over the years, they might have a slight problem and it gets worse until finally they get motivated where they come in and try to get help. I see people over here, you know, and they have all sorts of health problems. And so when talking and consulting with them, it becomes very obvious there's a pattern that starts here and gets worse gradually to the point where the person's finally ready to do something about it. What they really don't realize at the time is that a lot of these problems, even Alzheimer's, take years to develop. Even diabetes takes years to develop, and it starts with someone's diet. So there's really just levels of motivation for people to take action. You have very high motivation where the person's literally dying and they're willing to do whatever it takes to change. And then you have people in pain that are very motivated because they're maybe in constant pain, or maybe they have a slight stiffness. They might not be as motivated, or they have no problem, or what they consider no problem. Let's say, for example, they're going to the doctor and they have a symptom and the doctor gives them a medication. So a lot of people think, wow, the problem is being controlled by medication, but they don't realize the problem is still there. You could take a 5-hour energy drink and feel better. You can drink coffee and feel more energetic. The fatigue is still there. You're just stimulating the body. High blood pressure, you can control it with meds. Pain, there's pills for that. Inflammation. Did you realize that the top selling drugs on planet Earth have to do with this one category, inflammation? So a lot of people have a lot of inflammation. Erectile dysfunction. There's drugs to help a person with that. Does that fix it? Diabetes, you can take a drug to manage that. So the perception and the motivation, unfortunately for a lot of people, is low when they're on medication because it's being controlled or managed. That's why they call it managed care. I think a big motivator for people is when they start getting fat. That's what really motivates them, because they don't look good, and that will normally motivate them to change. And in the process, they'll stumble on something that hopefully gets them healthy and eventually also getting rid of these at the same time. So you having a teenager really would like them to have that realization a lot sooner than later. So we're really dealing with a problem of low awareness on the connection between food and your health. And really, the teens don't even consider they have a problem at this stage. So why change anything? I mean, I was in that boat. I basically had this thing in my mind that I was going to eat healthy when I graduated, okay? It wasn't bad enough. I mean, it wasn't killing me. I could cope fine. I had my coffee. I had my Rolaids for my heartburn, and I was fine. So of course, when I graduated, it didn't change. I kept going for years until I actually hit bottom and be desperate before I started to reach for some help. All right, so this is part of the problem. Now let's talk about what to do about it. So in getting a teen to change, you have to increase their awareness on the chain of events that is most likely gonna happen. And the connection between what they're putting in their mouth is going to dramatically affect their well-being down the road. It has to make sense to them. It has to be real. But a real big mistake that parents make is they keep pushing the solution, what they should eat, before the awareness that they even might potentially have a problem. So what I would do with my kids is I would always sit down with them with a piece of paper when they're fully fed and they don't have any blood sugar issues, and kind of go through some scenarios that happen with people so they can start seeing some of the cascade effects that happen with the body. So I'll actually show them that, for example, let's take belly fat. I'll explain what belly fat is. It's basically a situation where your liver is filled up with fat and it's spilling over because it can't fit any more fat. It's spilling over around the organs. That's called visceral fat. It's fat around the organs and even inside other organs. And that will start filling those organs up until eventually the arteries become clogged. Okay? So then when the arteries get clogged, that affects the heart. But the fatty liver over time develops inflammation and cirrhosis. That's scar tissue of your liver. Your liver is basically becoming so damaged that you get high blood pressure on a permanent basis. You can't bring it down with medication because the arteries are so hardened. So when you have liver cirrhosis, you have scar tissue that fills up the liver to the point where your belly starts filling up with fluid. The medical term for that is called ascites, where your gut has a fluid-filled sac like a basketball. That is very, very unhealthy, and you have to go to the doctor and get it drained out. The problem is, every 2 weeks, it comes back. Why? Because the liver is damaged, and there's a point of no return where you're not going to be able to reverse this right here. And with this comes a lot of other problems. High blood pressure, diabetes. And by the way, did you realize that 65% of the population is either diabetic or pre-diabetic? That's greater than 50% of the population. So a lot of people are getting this. And what they don't realize is this starts with the diet, eating the wrong types of foods. So then I'll give them another example. When you're on the wrong diet, it creates a lot of inflammation in your arteries. So let me show you something. So we have the artery, which is like the plumbing, and you have all the blood that goes through it. So the wall of the artery starts becoming inflamed when you're on the wrong eating plan. And then when you have inflammation, the body has to heal it, and it heals it with a Band-Aid. So it starts to develop plaquing. Okay, so it starts to build up plaque. More and more and more and more. But what happens is you don't really feel anything right away. This happens over years. You don't even know you have the problem until eventually you get a heart attack. Did you realize the first symptom of a heart attack over 50% of the time is no symptoms? You just get a heart attack, okay? Or a stroke. Now, the big problem with the stroke is that you don't die. Half of your body becomes paralyzed. So someone has to assist you all the time. You're usually in a wheelchair, you can't move around, and you're trapped in your body. So this is a situation that could be totally prevented way over here. These situations take years to develop. Okay, then we take another scenario, Alzheimer's, okay? So I'll explain what that is. It's an advanced brain degeneration problem where you're losing your memory, okay? You don't know where you are, you don't remember names, not good. So you don't just one day end up with Alzheimer's. It takes 20 to 30 years to develop, and it starts out with brain fog. That's one of the first symptoms, okay? Then you get forgetfulness, and then it becomes worse and worse and worse, and over time, your brain actually shrinks. Till eventually you get diagnosed with Alzheimer's, okay? Now, the problem with that is that you're gonna have to end up in a nursing home. Now, the good thing about a nursing home is that you're gonna have a wonderful view of the pond outside. You'll be able to play shuffleboard, you get room and board, 3 square meals, they bring you cookies, people will push you around, you get people that will actually bathe you, and you'll be able to play bingo every so often, they have sing-alongs, it's gonna be a wonderful life for you. So all kidding aside, this stuff is actually true. This is what's gonna happen. These are the patterns that happen from start to finish. So after I do some enlightening with my teenager, I want them to originate by themselves some type of reach for help. I want them to say, okay, Dad, tell me, what do I need to start eating? And that's what my kids did. They said, okay, what diet do I need to be on? And at that point, I'll bring up the solution of, you got it, healthy keto, intermittent fasting. If you're new to my channel, I put a link down below. You can learn about that. But don't give them the solution until you get them to be aware of the potential problem that is going to happen if they don't do something. The whole goal is to get them to change a lot sooner than later, because you want them to avoid what maybe you went through. At my last keto summit, we had 500 people. And as I was interviewing people and talking to people, almost every single person that I talked to had to have a significant health event before they were motivated to change. But wouldn't it be nice to have the awareness now and actually make changes and have the correct solution, right? Instead of trying to search for it. So many people might have the awareness, but they're doing the wrong solution for many years. They don't get better. So we really need a combination of high level of awareness, wanting to get help, reaching for help, and the correct solution. All right, guys, thanks for watching. Go ahead and try this out on your kids and make some comments below on what happens. So if you want more knowledge on how to create a healthy body, subscribe now and get daily notifications. Daily notifications, that sounds weird. Well, I'll just remind you on a daily basis. How about that? Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.